Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Well, it is rosé season.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, rosé is really becoming popular right now.
It sure is.
And if you want to kind of get a sort of a fun angle on this, try a bunch of different ones from France. And you see all these different regions, and it kind of gives you a perspective as you start just picking up your everyday rosé.
Yeah, I thought that would be a good way to approach this. So I bought four different rosés. From Sancerre in the Loire, Tavel in Lirac from the right bank of the Rhone River, and then Côte du Rhône on the left bank. And it was kind of fun. A lot of similarities, but some nice little nuances. The first one is Lucien Crochet's Sancerre, made from Pinot Noir, 2016. A very pretty rosé, lovely color, and very, very dry, but there is, I love this. You get this dry format, but there's fruit underneath. You know, it's always a lot of fun.
Well, it's sort of classic Sancerre.
Yeah, it is. And because the fruit was very tart, you know, yeah. Sancerre. And it was tart cherry, strawberry, and apricot, great acidity, long, clean finish, and it just screams for food.
Now, I got to find that because I've never had a rosé from Sancerre.
Oh, yeah. They're there. This one will cost you $35.
Okay.
So, you know. Keep that in mind. For a bit less money, $20, in fact. Here's one from Tavel. It's a Guillaume Gonnet, his Tavel Rosé 2016. Grenache, Syrah, Sansot, very familiar combination. Now, if you put strawberries, cherries, and a little bit of pink grapefruit into a blender and then blitzed it, that's the aroma.
Okay.
it was really, really nice. I served this, you know, kind of chilled, and it really, really brought out the flavors and kept everything nicely in balance. Oh, it's a really good mouthful of wine with great body, great acidity. I think it was so full-flavored that I wouldn't serve it as an aperitif. I would definitely...
Really?
Yeah, I think it's more of a luncheon.
A food party.
So that's a nice Tavel Rosé right across the river from Châteauneuf-du-Pape. A little bit to the south is the area called Lirac, also famous for the rosés. Here's Domaine La Consonnière, and it's La Trion is the name of their, the vineyard. $22. This is the 2016 vintage. And this was a juicy, slightly off-dry rosé with a slight touch of sparkle in the finish. It had a light nose of spicy peaches, and it was relatively rich wine for a Rhone rosé. You know, it was a bit more than I expected.
A little gutsier than you were thinking.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the blend is, but Hugh, if I had tried this one, in a black glass, not knowing what it was.
What you were being served.
Yeah, what I was being served. I would have guessed Viognier.
Really?
Yeah, because it had the roundness, the plumpness, California Viognier, I should say.
Okay.
Roundness, the plumpness, and the kind of melon flavors.
Interesting.
Yeah, and but it definitely was this rosé from Lirac with that little touch of pétillance at the end, which I thought was really
charming.
Just a lot of fun. La Solitude is a pretty well-known name in the Côte du Rhône. It's the Famille Lanson, La Solitude Rosé, Côte du Rhône, 2016, $20. Lovely wine. Deep pink color and a fresh apple and strawberry aroma. Very juicy again. I love getting that juiciness in these wines. Technically, it's bone dry, but it had so much of this thirst-quenching fruit to it that I really liked. My one caution is that don't let this wine get too warm because it tends to get a little bit out of balance. So keep it nice and cold, and it'll be great, particularly with sausages and stuff. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.